Patrick Emmanuel is a very successful architect for the internationally renowned Wiborg and Ledbetter architecture firm, who are kind of equivalent to Richard Rogers or something. And he's on his way with his assistant Oriane to basically the biggest pitch of his career for a $200 million building for the Uzbek Palace of Eternal Freedom. And they're in the executive departure lounge.
At this time of heightened security, customers are reminded not to leave their baggage unattended at any time.
You've got the business lounge area here, the executive focus zone over there, that for bespoke tailoring and handmade shoes, and through that door is our personal grooming salon.
Ooh.
Is it Madam's first time in an upper first lounge?
Well, I've obviously been to it. I mean, I wouldn't put it like that. I've seen them in magazines, but yes.
Okay, so through there you have the hair salon, nail bar, sauna jacuzzi, massage parlour and waxing station.
Can I have a look?
I can book you an appointment. What service would you like?
Oh, well, I can't actually use any of the facilities because somebody was late and we only have 20 minutes, but I can at least dream.
Okay, so can I get you anything?
Just a coffee, please.
Filter, latte, Americano, espresso with milk, rice milk, soy milk.
Mine with skimmed, please.
And he gets a call saying that his son has been run over at school. And the play is about what he decides to do and also a look at how the pressure of work and modern communication technology puts us in very difficult positions where we often have to take huge decisions extremely quickly. And so it builds and builds and builds in real time because there's no cutaways or, you know, everything happens in the time before the flight leaves. And one of the other elements is Oriane, the assistant, who for her, this is the first trip like this she's been on. She is an architect, but he treats her more like a secretary. And she's quite excited to be in the luxury of this lounge and going on this trip. And she's also quite ambitious, and so that begins to play a role in it.
Wiborg and Ledbetter, Emily speaking.
Emily, so I'm here at the airport and...
Oh my God, the upper first lounge, is it obscenely luxurious?
Oh fuck the lounge, I'm only presenting on the Uzbek Palace of Eternal Freedom.
Oh my God, which bit?
The whole thing.
The whole thing?
A 2-day presentation to the Uzbek government.
Junta?
It is not a junta. Oh my God, you've got to help me calm down.
I thought Patrick was going.
Well, Patrick's gone. His son got run over.
Oh, that's okay then. What?
Yeah, he just walked out just like that. I don't know what to do about it.
But he's a senior architect. He can't just walk out.
Emily, I am going to be presenting a huge project.
No, you're right. That's amazing. You're presenting. Oriane, this could be it for you. At last.
Is this it? Do you think this is it?
It is.
It is it, isn't it? It's it. Oh my God. This is it. What am I going to do?
Nothing. You know it inside out. Took you 2 years of nights.
Good point. Bless him. He's so sweet, that poor little boy, but... This could be the beginning of everything for me.
Exactly. This is the beginning of your incredible rise.
Yes! Oh, no. Oh, no. Patrick's just walked in. I'd better go. Bye.
Mark, tell us about your background then.
Well, I'm a playwright myself. And a few years ago, I was part of a company called Joined Up Writers, which was basically new writing, where we started with just going workshops with actors, and then myself and actually Mark Brown, who you interviewed the other week from Brainhound Films, we started that. and then we used to put on a bunch of new writing festivals. And then over the space of about 3 years, we produced about 55 plays between us. About a year and a half or so later, we started doing a thing called Tin Can Podcast, which is radio, and we put a new play out every Monday. I'm also involved in a group called Player Playwrights, who were established in 1948. Our presidents are Marks and Graham, who wrote shows like Shine on Harvey Moon, The New Statesman, and Birds of a Feather. Scripts get read out every Monday night, and by members of the company that are also actors, and then everyone gives constructive feedback on that play. I suggested to Dan that come down, get it read, see what the members think of it, and the members, we were talking about being on the Camden Fringe again this year, because last year we had three plays on, and two of which got transferred and one got published. So I was like, that's quite a good track record. But last year it was a bit disparate, they weren't all joined up. So I wanted to put two plays on together, like a double bill. And so we went through the process of stuffing it read out and selecting scripts, and obviously they selected Dan's. And another play called Final Score, which is written by a woman called Lisa Fulthorpe, who used to write for Smack the Pony. And that's a good old-fashioned kind of... It's like Abigail's Party. Two suburban couples come together on a night, and then they get drunk, and then you realise they hate each other, and it just all builds up from there. But it's a really nice balance to Dan's play, because Dan's is a very sort of modern play, and we're going to use some video projection, and because his is real-time stress about modern life, whereas the other one's a very good sort of classic kind of domestic play, and they balance really well. They're both about family as well, which is quite nice, but they're just different kind of takes on it, so they both sit rather well together.
Okay, so tell me about the Nitty Gritty. So when's it on, what theatre, dates?
Yeah, it's on at the Tristan Bates Theatre. It opens on the 30th of July and closes on the 4th of August. It's £8 for each of the plays, but you can see both of the plays for £14. Tristan Bates Theatre is in Tower Street, which is in Covent Garden, as part of the Actors Centre.